we bring you Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships. Today, we're continuing to look at the topic, Principles for Working with Teens. I know that the teenage years have a terrible reputation. Those 7 years are the years of developing independence, the time when your child is cutting the apron strings and learning to stand on his own 2 feet. But the problems that develop when he goes his way while the rest of the family is going theirs are often difficult problems, one that bring heartaches into the home. And it doesn't have to be this way. If you've trained your child properly in those first 12 years of life, the teenage years won't be as difficult and traumatic as they are in most homes. In fact, the teenage years can bring enjoyment and satisfaction to you as you see your child adopting the same standards of life as you yourself hold. His spiritual maturity can be the source of a great deal of personal pleasure as you watch him grow up. Nevertheless, there are still some principles that you need to follow as you guide your child through those years that are often tumultuous. As you follow wise principles of guidance, you can help his maturing take place more smoothly, in a way that avoids the trials that many families face. One important principle to follow in working with your teen is that of being flexible in the rules and guidelines that you establish. The maturity and the needs of your child change, and you should change with these, unless they involve a biblical principle. Your children should always find that you're a reasonable person, and reasonable persons consider the other person's needs and point of view. Now, don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying that you should be permissive, giving in to your child whenever there's a conflict. The Bible is crystal clear on this. Permissiveness is not for Christians. Permissiveness is a satanic philosophy that will cause your child to grow up as a self-centered, undisciplined brat. But still, there is room for flexibility as you guide the activities of your children. For instance, you might set a bedtime of 9 p.m. when your child is young, but would it be sensible to keep that same bedtime for the average teenager? Or you might establish some ground rules for a 16-year-old as he drives the car, but those same rules would change as he became more proficient and mature in his driving habits. The point I'm making is that you should periodically review the rules that you set for your child. He should feel as though you guide him fairly with the standards that you set for him. There's nothing wrong, by the way, with getting other viewpoints on an issue. Certainly, you should talk with your youngster to get his views on certain matters. You may want to talk with other parents who face the same problem. You might check with the youth pastor if you had a question about biblical principles. You might have to experiment some as you developed your standards. But gradually, you should come to a set of disciplinary standards that's fair and wise. And your teenager should feel along with you that the guidelines are generally fair. Now, there will be differences. But in general, he should know that you're doing what you do because you think it's best for him at his level of maturity and the various activities that he involves himself with. The problem that faces many parents is that they act in a dictatorial manner, not tolerating any questioning of their decrees. They become angry if their teen tries to get them to bend a little. But remember, good men are reasonable men. There's nothing wrong with listening to your child's point of view. He may have some facts that you weren't aware of. And in any case, your willingness to listen will help you think through more fully the standards that you set. And when you set a standard, your child will know that you've done it carefully, taking into account all the facts that are important for you to know.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.